Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. It's Friday, 6 p.m. Our new day and time is the second week that we presented the show to you at 6 p.m. on Friday. Back on, I should say, during the week. And thank you, everybody, so much for joining me this afternoon. A great show lined up for you. Mayor Wayne Smith should be along in just a minute. And our special guest, I'm hoping, will be Larry Hamm, who is the organizer of the People's Organization for Progress. We hope to be talking to him very soon, and I want to thank you all for joining me today. And I do want a special shout-out. I just want to give a special shout-out to Harvey Rothman, who invited me to his monthly roundtable that we did on Wednesday night at HamiltonRadio.com. HamiltonRadio.net. That's HamiltonRadio.net, monthly roundtable with Harvey Rothman. And also shout out to Kathy Sinnott, who was one of the other co-hosts on the program. Great time was had by all, and I had a wonderful time. It was a long drive, but it turned out to be a good thing. I want to thank Harvey for inviting me and Kathy for being gracious, co-hosting along with me. All right, everybody, it's a few minutes past the hour. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It's the Ron Kelly Show. www.theronkellyshow.com is the official website of the Ron Kelly Show, where you can get at me. You can get into the Ron Kelly Show as well. There's a lot of information there. And as a matter of fact, we're in the process of rehabbing the website to make it more informational. There'll be lots of videos, and there'll also be news stories, lots more news stories on the website. Just be patient. Give us a minute. I'll be hooking up with my web designer, 360 Web Pro, and we'll hook this thing up. Anyway, thank you once again. And shout out to Harvey and Kathy. Boy, you know, it's been a heck of a week. And on the show, actually on the show on the monthly roundtable, we talked about all the, it was mostly political. We talked about all the things that are going on, the Republican Party with the coup cringe Republicans, where there's 32 people who have either declared, have formed exploratory committees, or are potential candidates. 32 people. 8 have declared already. So, what is this? Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. Hopefully, Mr. Hamm and Wayne Smith will be on along shortly. Now, I tell you, the Republicans are, and I'm not just making this up now. You can't make this stuff up. But the Republicans, who have decided that they, let me backpedal for a second. They want to talk about lawlessness and what the president is doing. The president is being lawless, et cetera, et cetera. But, they're circumventing laws as they go around. I talked about this on the monthly roundtable with Harvey and Kathy about how the Republican Party, in their zeal to get rid of abortion, or at least slow it down, decided that they would start out in Texas. But old Texas, the Republican bastion, for lack of a better word. And so what they did was the Texas legislature, which is Republican-controlled, decided they would create a law that states that any abortion doctor has to have hospital privileges. As we all know, most abortion doctors don't have hospital privileges. And they already knew that when they created this law. So what happened? Abortion clinics have to close. Because the Coup Prince Tea Party and the Republican conservatives, the right wing, I should say wrong wing, decided that they wanted to circumvent Roe v. Wade, which is a law of the land where a woman does have the right to choose. And So what happened was with this law, the doctors who didn't have privileges in hospitals, they had to close their clinics because they didn't have privileges. Now, we'll update this. I'll update this and find out what those doctors did. And what happened with that, it drastically reduced the number of abortion clinics in Texas. Now, you know, I believe in a woman's right to choose. I don't necessarily, you know, when you talk about abortion and ending the life of the child, you know, I don't necessarily subscribe to it, but I do subscribe to people's rights and they have people having the right to choose. Women having the right to choose, couples having the right to choose whether they want to bring a baby into the world or not. I mean, it's a difficult thing, and I'm sure that people don't just flippantly make these type of decisions. I'm sure they don't. But, you know, I don't necessarily agree with abortion, but I agree that people should have the right to do it. And speaking of Texas, they also are challenging the redistricting. Now, you know, for years, 50 years at least, political voting districts have been drawn up to make sure that everybody who lives in the state has a seat at the table, whether they're rich, poor, middle class, whatever the case may be. And the Republican Party, once again, trying to take over the world, have decided that they want to challenge redistricting. And the scary part about all of this is that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. See, this isn't an Obama Supreme Court. This is a Republican leaning Supreme Court with the Chief Justice John Roberts, who was appointed by good old George Bush years ago before Obama took office. Now this is the same Chief Justice who said that the Obamacare was legal. Now, we won that one, but we may not win this one with the redistricting issue. You know, it's sad because, you know, Republicans in the, you know, the GOP want to win no matter what. You know, because they already, you know, because I think that they already know that they're not going to win, that they irreparably damage their relationship with the people of the United States. They damage their relationship. So I think that they know, and you know, and anything that they do now will be considered kowtowing, just playing up to the people that get their vote. You see, the voters are not stupid. Yeah, and for some reason, you know, they think that, you know, the Democratic voters are stupid because we always vote Democratic, no matter who's running. Now, here's what happened. Rand Paul, who's one of the Republican, Rand Paul, who's a Republican candidate, has said repeatedly that the Republican Party cannot win another presidential election without black vote and the Hispanic vote, which is true. He's right on the money with that. Okay, so it'll be interesting to see how all these people, there's eight of them so far. Georgie Pataki was the latest Republican to announce that he was going to run for president. Georgie Pataki, I mean, really, snoops. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later on. We have time in the program. We're waiting for Larry Ham and Mayor Wayne Smith, who isn't here yet either. I'm sure they're on their way. And we'll get with them in just a few minutes. But anyway, you know, I was listening to the radio today, and, you know, let's talk a little bit about Baltimore and what has happened in the black community and what the Republicans and the GOP are saying now. You know, they're bringing on police officers, and, you know, and I'm a police supporter. Now, let's not get that messed up. I'm a police supporter. I agree with, you know, I'm not a detractor, I'm a supporter of the police. And I believe that they need to be here. And I believe, and I know some cops who are good cops. and not like some of these new cannons that have been out here killing people. Now, see, now, again, once again, the Republican Party is being very divisive with this thing because, you know, let me just put it like this. They're not helping the situation. Because you have Rush Limbaugh, you have the Republican conservative, psychopath Mark Levin, who comes on at the same time I do. If you want a headache, you tune in. And what they're doing is they're comparing the killing of an unarmed black person by a white cop with the killing of a white cop by a black person. Now, you know, we had the young Omaha police officer who was killed the other day by a black person. And I mentioned in the show that I did a couple of days ago with Harvey Gatton how in the Republican and the conservative blogs, all you see is black thugs, like one kind of thug. And he's black, which doesn't make any sense. But see, this is, you know, there's different ways to pull the race card. Yeah. And the Republicans and the GOP and the supporters, conservatives, and the right wing are pulling the race card when they make these kind of statements. With the police officer, the headline on one of the conservative blogs was that the police officer was killed and the cops didn't protest. Now, I mean, how ridiculous is that? That's just insane. Why in the hell would police officers go out and protest because one of them got killed? You know, police officers know when they take that oath, when they are in the academy, that's what they train for. That's what they train for. So when they're in that academy, when they're taking that oath of office, they know that there's a chance that they can die. They're fully aware of that. And unfortunately, for this young officer, 29 years old, Kelly Orozco was her name, Omaha police officer, who just had a baby, was about to have a baby, and was killed by an African American. And the headlines of the police protests. Now, how ridiculous? How ridiculous is that? See, this is being drawn out across, you know, this, I'll give it like this. The supporters of the police officers are overwhelming. And the supporters of Freddie Gray's and the Trayvon Martins of the world are black. Now, I was listening to a conservative talk radio host today. I won't say his name. And, you know, and just so detached. You see, that's the thing that bothers me about the Republican Party and conservative talk show hosts. They're so detached from the fact that, you know, that somebody died. Yeah, now he went on to say that witnesses said that Trayvon Martin was beating George Zimmerman. Yeah, you know, let's talk about that for a second. Trayvon Martin was beating up George Zimmerman. I mean, come on. Trayvon Martin was minding his own business. He had every right to be in the cop. George Zimmerman was told by the police to let Trayvon Martin go. Trayvon Martin wasn't doing anything wrong. He had every right to be. And this boy was only 17 years old, was killed by this idiot wannabe cop who was too much of a coward to ever be one. So, you know, and then you talk about Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray didn't have a broken back before the police arrested him. And a crushed line. Why they keep leaving that? But he wound up with it. So, you know, that's the part that bothers me about the GOP and about many white people who support the police. You know, they move past the fact, just totally careless, that somebody died. That was somebody's son. Trayvon Martin was somebody's son. Freddie Gray was somebody's son. A brother, a cousin, a nephew, an uncle. And he was killed. And, you know, we have Fourth Amendment rights. When you're arrested, you have a right to attorney, you have a right not to say anything. You have a right not to be harmed. That didn't happen with Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray was harmed irreparably damaged. And see, this isn't the first time that somebody's gone with their spinal injury in the custody of the Baltimore Police. This is the second one. Now, the first guy, you know, won an $18 million settlement, or won an $18 million case, which was reduced to $500,000. Now, $500,000 is nothing for somebody who has a spinal injury and can't walk. But the judge in that case reduced the jury award to $500,000, which is nothing for somebody who can't. It's nothing. You know, and I wonder how that happened. It was reduced. I just don't get it. Anyway, phone number here is 347-426-3214. That's comment 347-426-3214. I'm not sure what happened to the rest of our posse here, but we're going to keep moving on with the show. Because the show must go on. 347-426-3214. Hit me up on Twitter, R. Kelly SR. Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. You can hit me up there as well. Or you can go into the chat room right here at blogtalkradio.com. Okay. So, yeah, so that's the part that bothers me. That you can't affect somebody. Yeah. That's evidence. Shout out to my LinkedIn haters. You know, I can put something on LinkedIn and get 500 comments. I put something on Facebook and you hit cricketing. You know, LinkedIn, speaking of social media, LinkedIn is a totally different website than Facebook. Facebook is everybody. But LinkedIn is mostly professional people who are interested and who care about politics, et cetera, et cetera. On Facebook, you have all kinds of people who are just, you know, brain dead in regards to what's going on in the world, or oblivious to what's going on. You know, since they're brain dead. On LinkedIn, you have another type, more educated, for the lack of a better word, sorry, Facebook people, more educated and more concerned about the world and what's going on. So again, I'm you know, highly popular on LinkedIn, but people. I hit a cricket on Facebook, so anyway, that's another story. When we come back, we'll talk about more about social injustice, the prison industrial complex, et cetera, and you can take your calls at 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. We'll be back in just a minute with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, absolutely. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining me for this afternoon. It's good to be here, Friday afternoon. Good to be here. Ratings are already starting to move. So I thank everybody for joining me this afternoon. Sorry about that, moving over to Sunday. It was an incredible mistake. I thought it would be better for me, but it wasn't. You all let me know that it wasn't. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this redistricting. Because what's going to happen? Now, the High Court has agreed to hear Texas's challenge to redistricting. And let me explain to you, and see, these are things that are going on around us, mostly the African-American, black people, and we don't know, indeed happening right under our noses, and we're not paying attention to it. We're on the Hollywood Housewives or whatever, the hair chicks from Atlanta, divas, Hollywood Housewives, all this nonsense is on television. And these things are happening right under our nose. We don't even know what's going on. The United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that centers on how Texas draws its political districts. Now, it's been a long time point of dispute between the state and voting rights advocates. Now, the court said it will take up this Evenwell versus Abbott is the name of the case, which involves whether Texas should use total population or voting age population when composing districts. Now, the debate is especially pertinent in Texas, where some districts include many people living in the country illegally who are not eligible to vote. Now, a few years ago, two voters challenged the constitutionality of Texas's state Senate maps, claiming they violated the Supreme Court's previously established principle of one person, one vote. Now, the voters, Sue Evenwell to Edward Senninger, are supported by the Austin-based Project on Fair Representation. Now, at the heart of their argument, right, is a disparity between the number of eligible voters in rural and urban areas. For example, there's less people who live in rural areas than there do in urban areas. Okay. Now, the project has noted that Evenwell comes from the mostly rural district, about 584,000 voters, while an adjacent mostly urban districts has just 372,000. Now, the difference, according to them, means the urban voters have more influence. Now, why would they have more influence when they have less people? Now, the justices' 1964 ruling in Reynolds versus Sims, with the name of the case at that time, held that state legislative districts have to be about equal in population. Okay, so what they're saying is that a district with less people has as much power as their district, when they have just a little more than 200,000 more voters than that urban district. Now, Evenwell and Senninger are the two people involved in this case, are seeking to show voting age population, not total population, is more congruent with the Supreme Court or more in line, for lack of a better word, with the Supreme Court's idea of one person, one vote. Now, Rick Perry signed the Senate ballot in 2013. But since then, civil rights groups have challenged them and other Texas redistricting maps in federal court, arguing that they discriminate against minorities. Now, so here's another way to, take the vote away from minorities. Because they know that they're not going to get the minority vote, so they figure they'll just take it away. Because they know that they're not going to get. So this is another example besides, the abortion, shenanigans with abortion in Texas. Now, here we go with this nonsense about taking the vote away from black, from minority people. See, because there's, see, because the side, and see, that's the reason why I said that, you know, that a Republican will never be in the Oval Office in the White House unless he gets, because there's not enough Republicans, there's not enough conservatives to, you know, even though there's far more white people than black, there's still not enough conservatives to win the White House. And see, the other thing too is that there's so many different conservatives. There's so many different conservatives that, you know, they have so many factions. Now, just for example, you have eight people. You have eight people who have declared that they're running for it. Eight conservative, eight Republicans, eight GOP members declared that they're running for president. Eight. Eight. Now, what in the world makes you think that, you know, instead of, well, maybe they will at some point draw straws to see who's going to run. But, I mean, it doesn't make sense that you got eight candidates. Eight. It's just going to screw everything up. It's just going to screw everything up, having eight people run, because you're going to split up the vote and lose. Because it's just so far on the Democratic side of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at the Senate. That's it. Two versus eight. And more on the way. There's actually, like I said, there's 32 people all together. And those 32 people, Republicans, Donald Trump being one of them, geez, can you imagine? Donald Trump being one of them. So you have 32 people. Now, eight have declared. There's a number of them who are potentials, and there's a number of them who have Bobby Jindal and a couple of other people who, Bobby Jindal will never be president, ever, ever, formed an exploratory committee. Yeah, I mean, now, exploratory committee, the only thing that, you know, you want to see, now, I think, you know, if you have to form an exploratory committee, you already know that you can't do if you're forming an exploratory committee. You already know. You just need somebody to tell you. So this is what happens with exploratory committee. They, you know, they crunch the numbers, they take the polls, and if you're like dead last, then you just don't, you know, it's best that you just don't run the support center. That's what exploratory committee do. See if you have a chance. But again, if you need to explore the possibility of running, you don't have enough juice to win. So this is, you know, so this is, and like I said, these things are happening right under our nose with black folks. And you just don't give a damn. Yeah, just don't give a damn. You know, too busy with the ghetto nonsense, too busy with the Negrodian BET, which isn't even owned by black people anymore. Citric and all this other stuff. Watching reruns of Sanford and Son. And don't know what's going on in the world. It's ridiculous. Anyway, phone number is 347-426-3214. 347-426-3214. Let me know if the phone system is working. 347-426-3214. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, it's my favorite show for a Friday. It's May 29th already, 2015. You know, this weather, let me go off topic for a minute. This weather doesn't tighten up. You know, the summer's going to be over before you know it. June is next week. So hopefully we'll get the summer to kick in on a consistent basis, because Monday is going to be 64 degrees. Ridiculous. Got to get global warming. Anyway, 347-426-3214. So, I'm hearing a lot about Baltimore, and again, they're focusing on Baltimore because that's where the situation happens. But hearing a lot about Baltimore, hearing a lot about the nine people were killed in Baltimore last week, tomorrow, the number of the shot. Not all of them died. But 90% died. And they're blowing this up. Conservatives and the Ku Klux Tea Party minions, they're blowing this up. They are blowing this up. And that's all you hear. Well, you know, 35 people have been killed in Baltimore since. 35 people have been killed in Baltimore since Freddie Gray was there. 35 people. When I say that, I mean, that doesn't have anything to do. But, I mean, it's a sad situation. That many people have died at the hands of other black people. It's a very sad situation. You know, and in the next break, you know, we're going to talk about why you hear crickets when you try to talk about black on black, so-called black on black, for the lack of a better phrase, black on black crime. Because those 35 people that died at the hands of other black people. But I'm hearing that a little kid, a mom and her son, was killed in Baltimore just today. I'm hearing. I have to look that up. But yeah, I'm hearing that. A little kid, 7 years old, 8 years old, something like that, was killed. In Baltimore. Now, pull it up in just a second. Mother and boy. Now, they say mother and boy. Now, they don't say mother and son. But I'm pulling it up right now at WBALTV.com. If you did, check it out. So, WBALTV.com, channel 11. Yeah, mother, boy, fatally shot in Paris, South Carolina. What this says is police officers were called around 8:19 a.m. to the 100th block of the block, where a 31-year-old woman and a 7-year-old boy had been shot in the head. Now, this person is absolutely powerful. They said she was hit in the head, etc., which is true. Says Sergeant Jackson of the Marine. The victims were identified as Jennifer Jeffrey Brown and Kester Tony Brown III. So, mother and son, which she said, not mother and boy. She lived there for 5 years. She just got married a month ago to her son's father, who was serving a 12-year prison sentence. My fellow man saw it. Okay, so they, I guess he's not a suspect if he was in jail when it happened. So, yeah, mother and son, how old was that? A 7-year-old. Shot him in the head. It's just ridiculous. So, but see, these things are not being addressed by people. These things are not being addressed. And so you can't get folks, you know, the proponents of, you know, to stop police brutality, et cetera, et cetera. You're not going to get them to talk about this. You're not going to get them to talk about the violence that's perpetrated on us by our own people. You're not going to get them to talk about it. See, this is something that needs to be talked about. We need to be going to our own neighborhood and trying to stop our young people from shooting at each other. Instead of going on Facebook and shooting your hand like you did something, you had something happen in Patterson and, you know, someone who claims to be the next Dr. Martin King is taking credit and putting himself out there, promoting himself as a savior. 347-426-3214. He's not. Dr. Martin Luther King didn't go around talking to him in his home. When Dr. King won the Nobel Prize for Peace, he didn't, you know, hey, look at you. Dr. King rarely talked about himself. He only did when in reference to what he did, whatever his topic was. And he knew he was going to die. And he kept going. Now let somebody die in Patterson, you know, let somebody tell him he's going to die. I bet you he'll stop.
whatever it is he's doing, he'll stop. But no one was able to stop what as long as he did. He kept it going. You know, we needed a nationwide effort. We need everybody to come together. You know, and stop this nonsense. This is the black folks. See black folks. And yeah, I want to introduce people who listen to the show who are white. I know I have a lot of white listeners. And I don't define anybody as white or black or female, only demographically. As in regards to demographics, a lot of white people listen to the show. Now, see, black folks, see, you know, the other ethnic groups, you can have the two next door neighbors that can hate each other, but if something's going on in that block, let's say, every time it rains, it floods out the basement, you know, they're going to get together. So, you know what, let's drop what, you know, we'll get back to our feud after this is over. So let's get together and do what we need to do. So you can't get black folks to do that. Because the black person, in my experience, the black person doesn't like another black person, there's no conversation. Nobody's going to be big enough. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to be big enough to say, okay, look, you know, this has been more important. This is more important than me and you. You can't get black folks to do that. They'll stomp on each other. No, you can't get anything. Can't get anything. We will reschedule that show. Larry Ham will reschedule for another time. I'm not sure what happened. These things do happen in the radio business, unfortunately. The folks don't feel the need to call up and say, well, they can't make it or whatever. But that show, that's part of how radio game is. I don't know. I'm not sure where Wayne Smith is or Larry Ham. Neither one of them has reached out to it to let me know what's going on. But in any case, show must go on. And these things do happen. So what we'll do, I promise you, you know, when I promise a guest, when I promise to my audience that I'm going to have somebody on, I like to have that person on. You know, when I don't, you know, it irritates me because, you know, you lose a little bit of credibility when you say you're going to have a certain person on it and certain people tune into you and you don't have it on. You lose a little bit of credibility. Yeah. So that's how this radio business is. So I advise anybody who is in the radio business to get people who love radio as much as you do. Who has the same deal as you do. Because the Bible talks about being equally yoked in marriage, and you have to be equally yoked when you're on your bride trying to get something. Sometimes it's just not. In any case, hopefully they're both all right. Nothing serious has happened to them. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with what you've been listening to. This is The Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Hammer Society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, Al. Al Show Voiceover does great work. Hit him up on Facebook if you need him to do some work for you. He's mad. Got mad love for him. Okay, this is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com for the moment. But hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. With strong possibility the show will be moving. I'll be researching. I'll let you know next week. HamiltonRadio.net, that's HamiltonRadio.net. Once again, HamiltonRadio.net. Mark it down. Write it down. HamiltonRadio.net. That's a possible landing place for the Ron Kelly Show. We are trying to get off of Blog Talk. We're on Blog Talk. There's 10 million shows on Blog Talk. We're trying to get lost in the sea of shows on Blog Talk Radio. So, but I did the show earlier this week. Down South Jersey with Harvey Rockman and Kathy Sinnott. We were at the radio station, HamiltonRadio.net, which is an actual radio station. It's just an internet radio station. Shout out to the boys, to the guys down there. It was very good. And I'm pretty sure, I'm fairly 99% sure, the Ron Kelly Show will be airing from there within the next couple weeks. But we will let you know what's going on. HamiltonRadio.net. More than likely. Here's what we'll do. We'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take the station around the corner, take it for a ride around the block, kick the tires, see what's going on, see how the demographics are, see how see what the listening audience is going to be like. And we'll take it around the block. I mean, we'll for a month or so, we'll keep show from there. HamiltonRadio.net. And then after that, we see where the results keep it there for the either HamiltonRadio.net or HamiltonRadio.net, a possible landing place for the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, we're about 50 minutes for the hour. They usually say that on the morning show, since you got to go somewhere, but hey, you might have somewhere to go tonight. Ron Kelly Show. And I apologize to my listeners, profusely apologize to my listeners. I'm not sure what happened. I did not produce this show. Mayor Wayne produced the show. Mayor Wayne got the guests. Neither one of them are here now. So I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, I'm not picking it back to nothing. But I didn't produce this show. And I'm not sure what happened to them. Like I said, hopefully they're okay. But the show must go on. And after all, it is a Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so you hear me, crickets. I don't want to say that the GOP has a point. I never want to say they have a point. But it's misplaced, and the intent is to cause harm, but there is a point. There is a point. The GOP does have a point. Again, their intent is not to help. Their intent is to cause chaos and cause harm to people. But the reality of the situation is that they do have a plan. Because, you know, just like the N-word. It's just like the N-word. When we call each other the N-word all the time. My N-word, you know, it's all up and down the rack records and et cetera, and it's used in, you know, it's become a colloquialism in the black community. And most of us say it all the time. But let somebody else say it, oh boy, you know, oh no. And it's the same thing, well not the same thing, but it's a similar situation with the killing. Because Black Lives Matter, okay, Black Lives Matter, why aren't black people speaking up more about what's going on in the black community? Hey, look, you know, I don't necessarily live in the black community. I live in Montclair, and Montclair is a mixed race, mostly white community, and it's very safe compared to the surrounding area. And, you know, again, like, as far as I'm concerned, I don't, when I go outside, I don't worry about the cops shooting me. I worry about one of my people shooting. I don't worry about the cops. I mean, you know, it's a consideration. I'll tell you like this. I do look at them, the ones I don't know anyway, I look at them differently than I used to. I do look at them differently. I don't mean scowl at them or anti-cop. I'm not anti-cop. I'm pro-cop. But when you hear about carjacking, police don't carjack people. Carjackers carjack people. So, in a way, they do have a little bit of a point. And God forbid I bring this up on Facebook or one of the other social media outlets. And I get fried by some people. Mostly the ones who are advocates of stopping police brutality. Because let's say, for example, police brutality stopped today. If the last person that was killed by a police officer, let's just say the last person that was killed by a police officer, that was the last, very last one. So now what happens in the black community? Now, if the police stop shooting African-Americans, unarmed African-Americans, will black folks stop shooting each other? No. Not going to happen. You will still have the killing will still go on. Again, 35 folks murdered by other black folk in Baltimore, for example. And that's just one town. 600,000 people or so. 600,000 people. So, it's 35 folks that went to about other black folks. Nobody's saying anything. And I know I'm going to catch it for this later on, but nobody's saying anything. We need to. Now, I'm not giving the fringe any credit. And again, what they're doing is you know, good. I'm not paying attention to what their intent is. I'm looking at the statement as it stands alone. And we do need to begin to try to stop the violence in our community. We do need to do it. We need to stop the violence in our community. Now, there are some folks, ceasefire, et cetera, who are, you know, giving credit for trying. Giving credit. But we still have this issue. 35 people. And no one's saying anything. A mother and son, 7-year-old boy shot in the head. Why? Now, yeah, the GOP and white folk will say, why don't black people go out and protest when a cop is killed? Why should they? Protest about what? You know, there's an occupational hazard for a police officer that they might die on the job. We don't want them to die enough. It's a dangerous job, and it's an occupational hazard. Somebody might die. That's how it works. You know, you should defend. They know that they've changed. So why would black folks go out and protest? Why would black folks go out and protest about a police officer dying? It doesn't make any sense. You see, but this is the okey-doke. This is the distraction. This is the kind of stuff that takes place when they don't have a point to make up for. It doesn't make any sense. Why would black people go out and protest? Because a cop got killed. It's not that they don't care. I'm sure they do. I know I do. I don't want to see anybody die, especially if they're young. But again, it's an occupational hazard of a job that you might die. Anyway, it's not being drawn along racial lines, and it's not helping anything. We have white folks who are down with police. Then you have white folks who are down with police. And you have black folks who are down with police. Unarmed suspect. What is that? So, we're about to wrap the show up. I want to thank you guys for listening to the program. Really appreciate you. You continue to tune into the Ron Kelly Show no matter what, over the years. Really, it's something I received from the town in New Jersey in the year 2000. That's how long we've been on the air. So, good things are happening. Yeah. Once again, shout out to Harvey Rockman for inviting me to participate in the Ron Kelly Show. I look forward to the next one coming up in June, probably around the same day, the 27th of June. We'll do the roundtable with Harvey Rockman. You check Harvey's on Facebook, you can look him up. Harvey Rockman. And Kathy's there too. Nancy was unable to come for some reason, but he had a great time. We look forward to doing it. And possibly moving the show over to the Hamilton Radio. They got a great team down there. Graphic, etc. I'm looking forward to trying that. So again, I apologize to my listeners for not. I didn't produce the show. I did not recruit Mr. Hand to come on the radio. So I'm not. I'm not at all sure what happened. We'll try to reproduce that. But we need to pay more attention as African Americans, black folks. We need to pay more attention to what's going on in the world. Because the world is not PDT. The world is not marriage reality. Yeah, marriage boot camp reality show, stars, whatever. Hillbilly, Hollywood, Hillbilly. That's not what the world is about. I'm shocked still after, Duck Dynasty and all these things. I'm surprised these shows popular. It just goes to show where America is right now, where it's going. These shows are popular shows. Where do you go? Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Just a couple minutes over. We're going to take off because I'm a little irritated. I'm a little annoyed right now at what happened to this today's show. So I'm going to break off a little bit early. There's a couple of minutes left. But you can check me out next Friday. I'll be here next Friday for the Ron Kelly Show. And then in the second week of June, I'll be broadcasting on HamiltonRadio.net. You can I'll tweet it on my Twitter feed, and I'll also put it on Facebook. I'll blast that on Facebook, and I'll definitely be reminding you guys next week on the Ron Kelly Show that what's going on. And we'll be moving the show to HamiltonRadio.net. It'll take it for a trial, well, a month or so. We probably wind up staying there because I really like the place and I like the people here down there. And then I don't have to do anything. See, because when doing this show, I have to produce and I have to run the board on this show. But on that show, I don't have to do anything. If anybody knows me, I don't want to do anything. But anyway, but in any case, you know, no matter what's going on in the world, keep faith. You know, God is in charge. And he's going to find a way for us. And help somebody. Anyway, we're going to break out of here. And I like to say this, it's nice to be important, but it's more important than nice. That we may not have it all together, if you don't have it all. And we'll see you guys back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself, and we'll see you then.